Good morning.
It's 7:35 a.m. Yeah, 7:35 a.m. on Monday, May the 6th, 2019. It's kind of a gray, poopy morning out here. It's wet. It's not actually precipitating, but the air feels very wet this morning. Humidity is probably all the way up to, it might be all the way up to 50%. Flowers blooming this morning. I can smell them. It's a big flowering shrub here that looks, I think it's probably what I'm smelling. Seriously, it's like 10, 15 feet tall. It's just white with blossoms from the ground up. So this morning I feel like I'm just barely dragging my butt. I'm not moving very fast. It doesn't feel like I'm moving very fast. My legs are tired. I'm complaining. I got up, my back was sore. So I'm trying to get my walk in. I got therapy at 9, so I'll be back just before 8 o'clock. I should be in good shape for time. It's kind of dark. It's kind of grim looking. Good morning. Lady in her pink walking shoes. So I did my treadmill work last night. That was probably necessary. I've got Man in the High Castle playing on the monitor at the treadmill, and I'm going, really? Is this really what I want to be watching right now? And honestly, I don't know. All these flowering trees, holy cow. I just look around noticing all the flowering trees. There's a sand cherry right here beside the brick wall, but there are seven flowering trees. They're flowering dogwoods or crab apple trees, are what they are, but they're. Maybe it's the reduced light levels making their white blossoms stand out more. I don't know. There's a flowering crab right there. It's a big purple. Holy cow, that's beautiful. That's a big tree. There's some really nice pine trees. Spruce trees over on this neck of the neighborhood. That's interesting. House here, I never noticed this before, but there's an upstairs window that has a wire rack with four-inch pots in it. I wonder what's going to grow in there. Try to plant my peas when I get home this morning. It's probably late in the season for peas, but I'm going to try it. We'll see. Late in the season. We just had snow last week. So I don't know what the hell's with this weather. Yesterday was in the high 70s. Today's supposed to be in the high 60s. Tomorrow's supposed to be, I don't know, something. Maybe snow. Maybe hit 90. I don't know. I can't predict this place. I went to bed early because I knew the cats would get me up early, and they did. I spent not way too much time because I didn't finish it. Way too much time would have been angsting over a finished manuscript, but I spent a lot of time yesterday working on the book. The Offworld Trading Company game has kind of lost its novelty. The luster's worn off. Find myself doing the same things over and over again. I look at a map. I can tell by looking at the map whether or not I'm going to win the map or not. So I had one yesterday. It was critically short of one of the important materials. And I couldn't get ahead of it. I couldn't get enough cash in my purse to make it work. So part of it is probably failing to take advantage of the fact that there was a critically short supply and cornering that as soon as possible. The difficulty is the AI players, the computer players, make those decisions way faster than I can. And I usually get them before I can get to them. Yeah. Just stumbling along here. So can't seem to wake up. I've had a cup of coffee. I've had my peanut butter toast. I went grocery shopping yesterday, and I got the stuff I need to make my diabetes omelets. Looks like it's trying to break out up there, but it's an awful lot of gray, almost black clouds. It does not look like it's going to be a sunshiny day, but it's Colorado, who knows? In an hour it could be blinding sun and 65 degrees. I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk Post. That's about halfway. Jeez. Right now, the rest of the walk, I mean, it seems like I've got such a long way yet to go. My legs are saying, what are you thinking? And the answer is, I'm thinking I have to walk. So there's a lot of stuff I have to do. It's just a reality. Reality of it. It's just a lot of things I have to do. Because failing to do them means they're either, but well, that makes the blood sugar become more of a problem. That cascades into a whole collection of things that would probably cut my life a little bit short, and certainly make the quality of that life somewhat less than it currently is, and that's not really acceptable. So, yeah, the quality of life with all of these things that I have to do compared to what it would be without them. I guess my only regret here is that I didn't smarten up last summer when I saw the weight had gone up. A1C had gone up. I didn't heed that warning to drop the weight last year. I am lower now. My weight is lower than it was last summer. Not by much, a couple of pounds. But still, I suspect part of it is that I'm flagging a little bit. My target goal was 1,500 calories a day. I haven't hit that yet. I haven't gotten up to it yet. So I'm working on less food. And I'm working on less protein. I need to make some adjustments to get protein back, to get closer to 1,500 calories. It was like 1,200 calories Saturday. I think I got up to like 1,300, maybe 1,400 calories yesterday, but fell really quite short on protein. I'm allowed like 100 grams of protein. I think I only got like 75. I was over by 3 carbs. I'm allocating 125 carbs a day. If I can keep under that, that's bonus time. That's gravy. But 25 carbs a meal, 15 carbs for snack. And I'm not getting my snacks in. That's one of the problems. I have discovered I can get a better protein carb ratio if I have only one piece of peanut butter toast and put all of the tablespoonful of peanut butter on that one. Takes about 90 carbs, 90 calories and 18 carbs out of the mix. But two pieces of toast and the peanut butter and all of it is still under. And it's like under 300 calories, under 35 carbs. No, I guess not. I guess it's 38 carbs. Doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. I'll make some adjustments. Oh, and more positive, upbeat. Oh, look at snapdragons. Snapdragons out there. Nice little stand-up room right there in that little garden on the corner. White, blue-white ones. Bluish-white ones. But in more upbeat news, somebody... Stephen... gave me the... was like the 15th person who suggested an Instapot. Or One Pot, or whatever those. So, yeah, I ordered it Saturday. It's supposed to arrive today. I'm looking forward to, I can do my oatmeal in it. I can do, actually I could steam rice in it. I can make yogurt in it. And while that seems like, you know, I could buy a lot of yogurt for $100. Wasn't that much, it was like 85 with tax and shipping and stuff. I got the smallest one, 6 quarts. That seems like an awful lot. But I was looking for a rice cooker that would do, you know, a cup of rice. I didn't find one of those either, so. I got the One Pot, it's coming. I've been looking at recipes. People have been sending me recipes all over the place. Thank you, Jeffy. Jeffy Kennedy, who is one of my fellow board members, has been stopping by periodically. She has a podcast, First Cup of Coffee. Inspired by this podcast. So, if you're looking for somebody else to listen to in the morning, Jeffy Kennedy. I think it's just Jeffy, J-E-F-F-E, Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.com. Ding. But she sent me a whole bunch of recipes, including a really delicious sounding recipe for oatmeal. So I got a fresh can of steel cut oats yesterday and mine had gone rancid. I'm looking forward to making up some steel cut oats and packing it away for later consumption. So I'll have to do that once a week. And then 2 quarts of milk. Now, tomorrow's milk day, so I'll order a quart of whole milk because I really don't like low-fat yogurt. It's just not quite right. And the difference in terms of difference in terms of calories isn't, when it gets made into yogurt, it really isn't that much difference. So I'll go with a better flavor. Maybe just not eat as much. Two hundred and twenty-five grams of yogurt is a serving. And that's a pretty good meal when you top it off with some strawberries. That's what I had for lunch yesterday. It was really, really yummy. It wasn't ice cream, but it was cold. It was, had a nice mouthfeel. The strawberries gave it a little extra kick in the pants. So yeah, hot pot, one pot, Instapot, whatever the hell it is, should be arriving today. Got some chicken to try in for tonight, so we'll see. Certainly doesn't look like a day I want to go outside. Outside and grill, a little bit of a breeze. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, oh my God, 22 minutes. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.